The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you." That line has always struck me as strange. It seems like we're usually called upon as Christians to share what we have. So why is Jesus giving us an example of the wise ones not giving the oil that they have to the foolish ones who didn't prepare? Well, it's not a lack of charity, but rather it's a lesson. It's a lesson in keeping what is most important, in doing what is our most sacred responsibility. You see, the wise virgins were wise because they thought first and foremost of what is my duty toward the bridegroom. Right? It was their job to meet the couple as they come back from the wedding and to be able to celebrate this nuptial bond with their lamps. They had a sacred duty, and they realized that the most important thing in their lives at that moment was to focus on the bridegroom rather than everyone around them. Well, the bridegroom is, of course, he is a figure of Jesus, right? That heavenly bridegroom who has committed himself totally to his bride, the church. And we are called to have that wisdom of focusing on him before all else, because we forget sometimes that it is our sacred responsibility to strive for heaven. I think sometimes we get locked into a this worldly thinking that thinks my job is to just be kind of a nice guy around here and to do my little part in the world and make it better. That's all fine. That's cute. You know what you're actually made for? Heaven. And sometimes we forget that God ardently, passionately desires your eternal salvation. It's something that matters to him desperately. And so if God desperately desires our salvation, we have to think, do I desperately desire it too? Is my soul yearning for the living God, as we said in the psalm? And so am I like the wise virgins who committed all in? They said, no matter how long it takes him to get here, I am focused on him. If somebody tries to take what I have reserved for him, I can't give it to him because it's his. And so in this image, the oil for the lamps is our lives, our actions, our thoughts, our attitudes, our works of charity. All of it is meant for the Lord. The reason why the wise virgins can't give the foolish virgins any of their oil is because that oil, it's actually something incommunicable. The oil that I have reserved is my lifespan. The hours of my life, have I given them to God, reserved them for him, or do I foolishly spend it elsewhere? Because it's very easy to come to church, even regularly, and yet to not commit ourselves forever. It's very easy to be like the foolish virgins and say, okay, God, I'm going to come to you right now. And for the next hour, I'm totally dedicated to you. But I can't trust you with the next week, much less the next year. I can't trust you with the rest of my married life. I can't trust you with my finances for the whole rest of my life. I can't trust you with my career. I can't trust you with fill in the blank. Those are those foolish virgins that just say, I'm going to put just enough oil in this lamp to last maybe this next hour. But beyond that, I can't commit to you, Jesus. The wise virgins were the ones that said, I'm taking all of my reserves and I'm bringing them with me because truly, God, all that I am and all that I have is yours. And I am able to trust you with all of it and to wait on your timing with things that I might want here and now. But of course, the beauty of it is that we're not on our own in striving to be wise rather than foolish. Our life is not some test where our Lord is at a distance saying, are you going to be wise or are you going to be foolish? I'm not going to help you. I just want to see how you mess up. No, we have a God who is wisdom incarnate. The God that we receive is the fulfillment of all wisdom, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if up to this point, maybe we've had struggles trusting him with our everything, if we've been more like the foolish virgins that just go moment by moment but don't fully commit everything to the Lord, we receive his blessing at this Mass. We're in his very presence at this Mass. If we have that great, unutterable gift of being able to receive him, then we receive him and his very strength at this Mass. And I pray that it may make us wise, that it may give us the courage to give not just today to our Lord, but to commit for the long haul, and to realize that everything we have and all that we are is ultimately his.